93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista and second date update. You don't necessarily want to find yourself here because if you're here in this segment, you've been out on a date that you thought has gone swimmingly, but the person that you went out with doesn't think so much.
Yeah, I would have eaten already 5 gallons of ice cream by this point.
Yes. Well, that's what's happening. Well, I'm not sure that's what's happening with Tori, but Tori, you went out on a date and now that person is not calling you back. Is that right?
Yeah, and I'm going absolutely crazy because I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
All right.
It was good.
Who did you go out with, Tori?
I went out with Ryan.
Okay.
And yeah, it was just one of those great nights. We went to the lake. It was super fun. I'm baffled. I'm kind of worried something happened to him.
Nice. Ooh. The lake is always good. It's been really hot here.
The lake? Yeah. Oh, fun.
I was on the lake last week. So,
girl, sporting your bikini.
Yeah. So Ryan got to see all the goods.
Yeah.
Why would he not call you back?
Right.
All right. So how did you meet Ryan, by the way?
Oh, my gosh. We met when we were just out one night with friends. I was at a club and you know, couldn't help but see him from across the room. So I lucked out.
Cute.
One of my friends helped me out.
Nice.
Sure, we bumped into each other.
Were either of you drunk and stumbling over to each other to say hi?
I was definitely a little happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
a
cute.
Little later. But
yeah. All right. Well, you know what? You have a nice wing woman there. They help you out. And all right. So you guys hit it off when you guys went to the. Was your whole date the lake, or did you go somewhere first and end up at the lake, or have a picnic, or kind of describe what happened on your date?
Yeah, but, you know, we went and had a picnic, and you know, we're out there enjoying the sun and all that. And we stayed until, you know, way after the sun went down. It was just great. I mean, it was really good chemistry, and it was just a lot of fun. And that's why I can't figure out. You know, it's like you seem like everything's going so well. I've been super anxious to see him again, and haven't heard anything.
Did he have a hot body in his swimsuit?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, how did you try to get back with him, Tori? Did you call him? Did you hit him up with a text or shoot him a message on Facebook?
I've texted a couple times and just gotten absolutely nothing back.
Okay.
Aww.
And was it like the end of your date? Did you guys kiss and say, hey, let's do this again? Or was it sort of a, hey, that was nice and I'll probably see you sometime?
There's a lot of kissing.
Very good.
And it was definitely one of those, talk to you soon, see you soon. You know, it wasn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I feel like it's just weird. I can't figure out what happened.
Well, you sound super cute and fun and bubbly, so I'm not sure what the deal is, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it, Tori. We're going to play a song right now. As soon as it's over, we'll call and figure out with Ryan what's going on there and maybe at least get you a second date update, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Sure. No problem. All right. Ryan next with a second date update here on 93.1 Jams. 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. We just heard from Tori, who says, sounds super fun. Went on a date with Ryan, went to the lake.
I know. How
this
fun.
This time of year. You know, the lake is a good thing to, you know, because that way you're not really sure with like pictures or when you meet somebody until like the shirts come off and the bikinis and stuff. And then you're like, all right, nah, it's all good.
Yeah, I could do that.
Sure. So, but she's not getting a call back. She's tried to text Ryan and nothing. So, Tori, don't say anything right now. We're going to call Ryan and see if we can't figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Second date update.
Hello?
Hey, looking for Ryan.
This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, what's up, man? This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live right now on 93.1 Jams. How are you, buddy?
All righty, then.
How's it going?
It's going good, man. We're doing something called Second Date Update. Been on a date with somebody who thought the date went great, but for whatever reason is sort of getting blown off here. And we're talking about Tori in this case. Do you remember going out with Tori?
Tori.
Oh, he's got a thing.
Tori.
From the lake?
Red hair?
I'm not sure.
Is she? Even better. Yeah, you hung out at the lake?
Oh, the lake. Yeah.
All right.
Is that still the redhead? Okay.
I mean, wasn't this just a week ago or something?
Wow.
Something like that, I think. Like that.
Obviously, he dates a lot. Yeah.
I mean, if you have to recall.
You know how it goes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, listen.
Marco really doesn't, but
I don't.
That's cool.
I'm out of the loop. But all right. So you went out with Tori, if you remember correctly. So what's going on? I think she's trying to get back in touch with you just to kind of see what's happening on your end?
Yeah, she called me a couple times.
Yeah.
Did you ever think
she's a cool girl?
Was calling her back ever
good
in
body.
Your
Oh, good body.
All right.
Good.
Yeah, she sounds cute. Was calling her back ever in your plans, or were you just like one and done here?
I don't know. I was still thinking about it if I was going to get around to it or not.
Why? Tell us about your date.
Busy. You know how it goes. I mean, we had our date, and you know.
Nah, not really. I don't really know. Well,
no,
like what?
Tell
like,
us what. Tell us what happened.
On to the next one situation.
Well, what was wrong with her? Why don't you like her?
I was kind of like I was going to give it one shot and see how that worked out. See if I can finish the deal. And you know, she's a little feisty and.
Okay, so you know. Hold on. So you were hoping that that it would end up in sex. Is that what you're saying? That you wanted to hook this thing up?
In different words, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, but redheads don't do that.
No, they do that all the time.
Crazy.
Did he just say redheads are crazy?
Yes, because he knows.
Why?
In a good way.
Okay, good, because... Yeah. Every single guy that I've met who's dated a redhead and I'm one said we're all crazy.
You all are.
Yeah.
but that's another time.
Jury's out.
Yep, it's, I
Jury's
guess.
Out. Jeez. Okay, so you were looking for a straight hookup and it didn't seem like Tori was into getting down on the first date. Is that kind of what we're doing here?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, we hooked up and, I thought it was going to play out differently. And,
wow.
You know, but... Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because you guys, you know, Tinder is really good for that, but you guys met through mutual friends, so maybe she thought it was a different vibe instead of just a straight hookup.
Oh, well, we were out at a club, and I thought that was kind of the vibe. I thought she kind of knew what was up, and I guess it just didn't work out.
Okay. Well, you listen, I got to tell you here, Ryan, that Tori is with us because she couldn't get in touch with you, so we thought we would help her out here. So she's standing behind the phone. So Tori, apparently you didn't put out on the first date, and that was a problem for Ryan.
Yeah, he had me completely fooled. I didn't know you were a complete disgusting pig. Oh my God.
Oh, he just laughs at that.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Really, that's all anyone seriously?
Yeah, he said he thought you knew that was, you know, happening. We're supposed to just get down, right? Not even talk or anything. Just throw it down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Down and
you want to call her later, Tori?
Dirty. Dirty.
Oh yeah.
Dirty.
I don't think so. You're disgusting. I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, how many guys really expect to have sex on the first date? I mean, this is not realistic.
Well, it is for Ryan.
I do.
Oh, my God. Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Oh,
I got my hand up.
Walking disease or something. Oh. Fabulous.
I got my hand up.
Oh, my God.
All right. Did you think
Oh, my God.
Did you think that you were going to hit it right on the beach, Ryan? I mean, what's going on here?
I wouldn't have been against that, but I was, you know.
Wow. Have you ever?
Trying to make you know, other plans for afterward. But.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, have you ever done it on the beach before? Because it's very uncomfortable with the sand.
In Mexico.
I just want to throw up.
Oh, he has done. Okay, very good.
This guy's probably done anything. All right.
Wow.
So it looks like you have too much class here, Tori, and that you're a little higher standard than what Ryan usually is looking for.
Yeah, lesson learned on that one.
Yeah. She has a standard.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about this one.
Yeah, yeah. Normally what we would do is we would say, hey, listen, if you want to go out on a second date, Tori, we'd be happy to pay for it. Hey. And just so you guys
can
Ryan
have to go?
That's awesome.
I mean, and not that there's nothing wrong with you, Ryan. I'm sure there's plenty of girls out there.
Oh, there are a few things wrong with them.